This year's 12th annual Country Music Alberta Awards belongs to St. Albert singer-songwriter Haley Benedict, 20. The recording artist was on a hot streak, scooping up 3 trophies and breaking her own record. Her top prize was Songwriter of the Year for Level Up. "I was so overwhelmed and so emotional. It's a self-written song and speaks to mental health. There's a dual message. The first message is that a community needs to come together to support mental health, and the second is that youth need to know they are not alone. There is support out there," said Benedict. She added, "I'd like to say, this award holds a special place in my heart. It's a prestigious category, of course, but without songwriters there would be no songs. I've been writing songs since I was 9 years old. Songwriting for me is a vulnerable process, and to have it recognized by my peers means a lot." Throughout the gala evening, which took place at Calgary's Grey Eagle Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 2, Benedict was nominated in 4 categories. She also received awards for Video of the Year, Wanted You To, and Interactive Artist of the Year. In addition to taking home 3 awards, the Paul Kane High Graduate co-hosted the gala alongside JoJo Mason. Sturgeon County's Bill Borgwart, Alberta's premier country music photographer, said this about Benedict. "She's so enthusiastic and she has such a nice personality. She comes across as so sincere and sweet. That's why she's won those awards. And she works so hard promoting her music." Borgwart also received a special salute at the ceremonies as an inductee into the Hall of Fame. For the past few decades, he has written country music columns and photographed country performers across Canada. His dedication as road manager while traveling to Nashville annually with Global Country's aspiring artists is unmatched. Inducting him into the Hall of Fame were CFCW legend Jackie Ray Greening and award-winning country singer-songwriter Aaron Goodvin. Goodvin, a former St. Albert resident now living in Nashville, also received special recognition. He tied with Corb Lund for Male Artist of the Year. Benedict, who has been part of the Country Music Association since she was 11 years old, describes Borgwart as one of her most ardent supporters. "I've known Bill a long time. I was lucky to go to Nashville with Global Country and he was with us. He comes to every singer's show and does it out of the goodness of his heart. He shows up to concerts because he's genuinely supportive of every country artist. There are not a lot of people in the industry who have his passion. He's been a huge part of my journey and I was so happy he received this recognition. Bill is one of a kind." Benedict describes a rainy Canada Day concert she was booked to perform in Fort Saskatchewan under a covered stage. "I was covered, but Bill just stood out in the rain in his poncho taking pictures. He's an energizer bunny. He loves what he does and is very inspiring." Country music singer and record label executive R. Harlan Smith introduced champion fiddler Calvin Volrath, a second inductee into the Hall of Fame. Volrath has played with the likes of Willie Nelson, Vince Gill, Russell DeCarle, and Danny Hooper. The former Morinville resident, now making his home in St. Paul, has recorded 72 albums and performed to a televised crowd of millions during Vancouver's 2010 Winter Olympics opening ceremonies.